Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. The baseball season has come to an end. There is a football game to be played tonight. I mean, I use that term loosely when it refers to the New York Jets. We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo, game day, be delicious. Baldy, Jets, Texans, you fired up for a little Thursday night football tonight?
Oh, why wouldn't I be? I mean, I'm heading to JetLife Stadium right now. I'm ready for the season to turn around. It can't happen soon enough, especially after the death of the Yankees last night. We need to give Newark fans right now a chance to smile, celebrate, feel good about themselves.
Yeah, and listen, we're trying to do that here on the show. And one of the great things about you is that you're a New York guy. Now, we forget about the football stuff for a sec. We just found out today. Yeah. Brian Baldinger Day out in Nassau County? What, Keys to the City, the marching band? What's going on out there, Baldy? What happened?
Had all that. Got the citations, the pictures. You know, Bruce Blakeman is the county executive. Big deal. Gave a little speech there today. It's not just Halloween. It's Brian Baldinger Day. So, you know, we had to go celebrate a little bit.
Where was it?
It was right in the county executive offices in Mineola. I grew up in Massapequa, so they're just honoring once a month, like Long Island people, Nassau County people.
Yeah.
That have gone on and done some things. So, you know, it was a day. It worked out good for me. I had to do this pregame show for the NFL and for the Jets tonight. So I figured I'll do this in the morning. I'll head over to the stadium in the afternoon.
That's a beautiful thing, and congrats. And Brian Baldinger Day out east is a beautiful thing. As I said, you're one of us, which is awesome. But instead of celebrating, maybe a nice dinner tonight. Maybe some champagne. You got to go and watch this horror show known as the Jets. I mean, listen, man, I've tried to be optimistic. Knowing that they'll probably play well and win tonight, it wouldn't really surprise me. Texans a bit banged up. But as you watched the film, the last game, what did you see that jumped out, either good or bad? What's going on?
Well, I mean, let's just start with the obvious. I mean, can they find a kicker? Can they just get a guy that just kicks? Like, just stop with these missed kicks. I can go to Massapequa High School and find a soccer player that can kick. I mean, it's ridiculous. But you know, the quarterback has to play better. The offensive line has to play better. It always starts there. You look at any of these teams that are winning right now and consistently winning, Detroit, you know, you look at Green Bay. Like, the offensive line, they line up every week. They play pretty good. The running back runs through holes. The quarterback completes passes. You know, they move the ball consistently. Like, that doesn't happen to the Jets all year. And so, you know, last week against New England was just a disaster. They let them go down the field and score at the end. The defense is supposed to be. So it'd be good if they just stopped making themselves enemy number one and just took it all out on the Texans, who last week they didn't start either inside linebacker. Both wide receivers, Nico Collins and Stephon Diggs, won't be there. Like, you know, you're not seeing a fully armed Houston Texan team. Like, take it out on the Texans tonight, all the frustrations. Enough with the press conferences and trying to explain this stuff. They just need to win a game. Who knows if they can turn it around, but it can't happen soon enough. It might as well happen tonight if it's going to happen at all.
Now, why, though, Baldy, would we believe that? Like, this team on paper going in, a lot of teams were saying, oh, the most talented roster or one of in football, and the defense is supposed to be good, the offense. Like, Baldy, they have somehow gotten worse with Aaron Rodgers than they were with Zach Wilson a year ago. So why would I believe that it's going to get turned around tonight?
Well, there's nothing I could say that could make you believe it. Like, nothing. I mean, I could give you a whole bunch of, you know, horse manure. It's not going to change your opinion. It's just going to be exactly that. And really, there's nothing any coaches can say. It's all up to the players. Like, you know, you just hope that ideally is you work on your weaknesses during the week, and you hope you take those fixes, and there's plenty that need to get done. Like, for example, why is Sauce Gardner grabbing wide receivers for no reason? Just play the game with your feet.
I don't know. Maybe he's playing. Maybe he's busy playing golf. I don't say that flippantly. He played.
Yeah.
Like, are you watching film? He's clearly regret. And by the way, I actually saw him at a golf course yesterday. Mine.
Okay.
I swear to God, which is fine. I mean, whatever. It's a Wednesday. Okay. Yeah. Great. But I mean, his regression is stark. What is going? He can't tackle a lick. What's going on?
So look, the only reason why players hold or grab if they feel like they're out of position, if you're in position, if you're in phase, and you're where you're supposed to be on any route, you shouldn't have to grab somebody. Sometimes ball's underthrown, you run into somebody, that stuff can happen. But, you know, the stuff that's happening to him right now, like, it should not happen. Like he's everything you want in the corner. He's got great size, he's got range, all that stuff. And yet he's still grabbing guys. And he has regressed. And his ball skills stink. Like, if you were taking the ball away, you know, Xavier McKinney's got 6 interceptions. If you had 3 or 4 interceptions, you're taking the ball away, you say, all right, he's a gambler. He takes chances. You can live with it.
Yeah.
But he's got hands like feet. So, like, you know, that like, instead of being on the golf course, like, get on the judge machine. Like, start working on that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, well said.
Is this, Baldy, a coaching problem? We're talking with Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Is this just simply a coaching thing with this Jets team?
It always starts with coaching. We're all fans of Bill Parcells here in New York. He turned every team around quickly. It's coaching. It's discipline. It's, you know, taking care of the football. It's doing the little things right all the time, emphasizing those things. You know, the pre-snap penalties are ridiculous. It's just inexcusable. It's concentration. It's, you know, I don't care if you got to make somebody run a lap when you do it in practice. You got to stop it. You cannot let these kind of things continue, and it shows up in all these games. And enough with these receivers not running the right routes. Like, that's what practice is supposed to be for. You're supposed to work on timing. I saw Patrick Mahomes throw a ball to DeAndre Hopkins, who they picked up at a bus stop on a Wednesday, and he's throwing a ball to him on timing on Sunday. And it looked like they've been playing together for 5 years.
Yeah.
So where is that? Where is that with these guys?
I don't know. It's not evident. It's not visible. I don't know why it would be visible tonight. You know, and what Baldy's talking about directly, there's been a lot of times this year where, you know, I'm sure they know the play, but the depth of their route is such that they're basically two guys in the same spot. I got news for you. When there's two guys in the same spot, there's two defenders in the same spot. Like, they're complicating basic stuff.
Look, when we played football in the street back in our day, well, you never put two receivers in the same spot. Like, I mean, one ran to the Buick, the other ran to the Chevy. Uh-huh. Like, we didn't go to the same car. Uh-huh. We ran to different cars. Like, it's... some of the stuff is just common sense, and that's not the way plays are drawn up, the way that you're describing. Now, there's options on routes for receivers, depending on what the defense does, but that's what practice is about. Okay, well, if he's playing over the top on a go route, we're going to convert it to a back shoulder fade at 18 yards. Okay, the passing game has to be displayed with the precision of a diamond cutter. It has to be that precise. And if it's not, it leads to interceptions and, you know, badly thrown balls, and we've seen too many of that. Throughout the first game, 8 games of the season.
How much of this, Baldy, is on the quarterback, Rodgers?
Well, I mean, the quarterback hopefully is accepting a bunch of the blame. If the receiver's in the wrong spot from what you practice, it's on the receiver. But still, you know, the idea that Aaron has 20 years of experience is great, and he can see things that other people can't see. But if the other young players around him don't see it the way he's seeing it, then it falls on the quarterback. It doesn't matter how much information or how much experience you have.
Yeah.
Everybody has to see the same thing.
Well, so, Baldy, here's where I'm at. Brian Baldinger, BT and Sound on the Fan. And an extra congrats. Again, we mentioned, if you guys just tuned in, out in Nassau County, Brian Baldinger Day, which is awesome. He's one of, I don't know that everybody knows you're from here. I just want to make sure everybody now knows that. All right.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to watch the game. I guess when the ball's in the air, I always skew, I don't know why, a little more optimistically than most. You know, hey, maybe this is the game. But even me, I'm kind of on my last leg here. I need you to at least give me some guidance. And I know that you probably have relationships with some people who have jobs, but when, if it doesn't turn around, everybody gets fired, who can even save the Jets? Mm. Is there a GM head coach duo that you think would work here? You know the league as well as anybody. Who's coming to fix this disaster?
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, there's some coaches that are out there, you know, won a lot of games in Foxborough that, you know, if he was with the right GM and he was the one, you know, the GM was shopping for the groceries and that guy that was in Foxborough, I see him at NFL Films like literally every day. I try to beat his car into the parking lot every day. It's still hard to do that. he's studying this league really hard right now, Bill Belichick. I know the Jets aren't, you know, destination number one. I think there's some bad blood mutually around there. But he's out there. Mike Vrabel's out there. I think he's a proven coach. I think he knows how to relate to these players and discipline these players when they're making mistakes in practice or the mistakes show up over and over again in the game. But, you know, if it does, if this does not work out, it will. There will be changes everywhere. And you're going to need a really good architect and a head coach that see the same thing the same way.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're going to have to start from square one because you're not going to start with 33-year-old tackles, you know, and, you know, some of the age that they have at linebacker.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to build this thing from the beginning.
Yeah, it seems like CJ, who I have immense respect for, Mosley, I know you do as well, he looks like he's kind of on his last wheel. So I know it's easy to do this, and, we, you know, we screamed about Saleh, and obviously Ulbrich has gotten worse, and Gase and Bowles and the end of Rex where it became a complete circus. To me, there's one commonality here, and that is ownership. And you know when you have good ownership and you know when you have bad ownership. And the Jets have bad ownership. And I know before you throw that, I know he spends money. There's cheap owners and there's disengaged owners. He's not cheap and he's not disengaged, but he's not good. He has no league contacts. He doesn't know how to hire people. Woody's a mess. There's really no other way to say it. Woody Johnson is a massive part of the problem.
Well, look, I have as much respect for Joe Douglas as anybody. I've known him a long time. He's been a part of two championship teams in Baltimore and Philadelphia. I thought he had a good resume. You know, he made the wrong choice in Zach Wilson. Other GMs have made that choice before. There's one across the river, you know, in New Jersey just as well, that, you know, has made that issue, and that GM is gone. You make a mistake at that position, usually. And so they try to fix it, you know, with Aaron and with, you know, trying to build around him and trying to make it a quick fix. And quick fixes don't work in his business. Pittsburgh went that route. It looks like it's going to work out. But they had a really good team around the quarterback in Pittsburgh. And you're starting to see that right now as they start winning some games with a quarterback that knows how to throw the football. So they got maybe a little lucky in that department because they didn't hit it with Kenny Pickett either. So teams make mistakes in that, and the Jets try to fix it with Aaron. And, you know, to this point, you know, it's been the wrong thing to do right now. But I don't know. Like, they went all in. I can't blame the owner for saying, let's go all in. Even after the Achilles injury a year ago, all they did was just add more to it. There's still a bunch of games to play. Maybe it can start turning on. Anything can change in an instant. You can change any behavior in an instant. Maybe tonight is the night they turn this thing around.
Yeah, and the problem is, like you referenced Pittsburgh, they've built a foundation for years. The Jets just haven't built that foundation, and it's not a coincidence that no matter who they pick or who they hire comes in here and they fail because there's no foundation established. Everybody needs to be the savior. They throw these kids to the wolves, and it just doesn't work out. Now, same side of town, but in the other conference with the Giants, I do feel, Baldy, like they're building a foundation. The record is what it is, 2-6. It's frustrating. They're competitive, but they continue to lose games. How would you evaluate so far Joe Shane, Brian Daboll, year three?
Well, it's been hit and miss. You know, they decided to extend the quarterback and not Saquon. That was probably, and I don't know all the business dealings behind the scenes that led to that. I'm sure they wanted Saquon. not to, you know, to lock them up. It didn't work out. But look, I think Malik Nabers, I think Tyrone Tracy Jr., Andrew Thomas. I mean, you know, bringing in John Runyon, you know, he's 26 years old. He's been a good left guard for him. Drafting John Michael Schmitz was good. Dexter Lawrence is all world right now. You know, they've made some good decisions. They just haven't made enough of them. Is Evan Neal and Kayvon Thibodeau going to be a part of this future? Like, because Evan Neal can't get on the field. He's the seventh pick in the draft. Like, if you make that mistake doesn't go away. You still have to fix that mistake, so you overspend in free agency when you do. They've done some things. They've been competitive. They can't make those plays at the end of the game. Sometimes that's on the quarterback. Sometimes that's on, you know, other issues. But the great ones that we talk about every week in this business, they make those plays at the end to win. To win a game against Cincinnati, which was very winnable. To win a game against Pittsburgh, which was very winnable. You know, so I think they're close. I think they're closer than the record says because they've been very competitive. But it'd be good to beat a good team this weekend like Washington.
It would be. I can make the case that they're further, actually, Boldy, because I said this out the other day, like, all right, it's one thing for a couple of years, and they were getting their doors blown off repeatedly by Dallas, by Philly. I know Dallas has issues, clearly, but, you know, the gap was very apparent. The one saving grace was, all right, well, at least we're staring eye to eye with the Commanders, beat them tight, you know, lose a tight one, tie them, which has already happened in the past year. But now you look at the Commanders, and they've got to be the envy of Giants fans' eyes. They've got new ownership, which galvanizes everybody. More importantly, yep, they've got a quarterback who looks like he could win an MVP or two down the road. So, and they're in first place. The Giants are like minus 50 point differential going nowhere. So I don't, well, I know what you mean, and when others say it's not as bad as it looks, it still is what it is.
Well, they still need, you know, look, the quarterback, you know, they've got to find their Jaden Daniels. They just do. You know, they turn things around with Eli. They turn things around with Phil Simms. And then they've missed on Dave Brown. They missed on a bunch of others. And so, you know, they've been hit or miss like a lot of teams in this business. But you've got to get that guy right. Like, Jaden Daniels is wired. I talked to him on Sunday before the game. That guy's just wired the right way. And he has ridiculous talent. You know, and he's coachable. All those things. First in, the building does everything right. You're never going to have to worry about Jaden Daniels off the field. I mean, he's exactly what you want. He's a model citizen, and he's a great athlete and competitor, and he's fun to watch. We're in the entertainment business. Like, it's just not entertaining watching the Jets or Giants right now. No. But that game was very entertaining the other day when Jaden Daniels has the ball in his hands. I mean, you know, that's you're getting your money's worth when you go out there to that stadium right now to watch him play.
Boldy, what are you dressing up as tonight for Halloween for the game?
You know, I might just go as, you know, maybe I'll just go like a put a big tuna jacket on, a Parcells jacket. Maybe bring the swagger of Bill Parcells to this team tonight. I feel like they need an injection of Parcells.
I like it.
Just, you know, get the mindset right the way he got everybody right back in the day.
Yeah, just don't walk around smelling like a fish.
That is a great idea.
Have that.
Thank you, Boldy. Congrats. Congrats on Brian Baldinger Day in Nassau County. We appreciate
that. That's awesome.
Appreciate your time.
Yeah.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider. Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. It's actually not a bad idea for a costume. If you're going to the Jet game tonight, you do want to dress up.
Yeah, so you can hide so nobody knows who you are.
Go as a big tuna.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, too. He said something that really resonated with me. And, you know, it's different because as much as we love what we do, it's our job. So, we're sitting. I know you do it different, and I've got my process. I sit there with a notepad, a legal pad, especially with the Jets pod. I write down plays, Giants, whatever. So, it literally is work. But he said something where he's like, it's not fun, you know, watching the Jets and the Giants. And it hasn't been fun really for a decade outside of 22 with the Giants and a little more for the Jets. And it, not only is it not fun, like, it is work. Now, it is work for us literally, but it shouldn't be work for everybody else where this is the escape. Watching the Jets and the Giants feels like work.
And it's been the same thing for years.
Ah!
The same thing, like it's again, what are we, week 8 now? Yeah, 2-6. Like,
hey.
Next week is going to be more national football. We're just going to start going around the league more.
We're going
to. That's it. End of story.
We're going to start following those Knicksies as well.
Well,
Cat with a little 43-15 last night.
I got to catch up. I got all these games on DVR. I got to catch up. Been so locked into the baseball.